But meanwhile, we want to talk about this ridiculous book that Jerry Ann's reading. I agree that there are probably pitfalls with a girl asking a guy out.
Yeah.
You know, we've been talking about who has the upper hand and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I really don't buy her justification for it. Who is this woman?
Her name's Paige Parker, and she wrote this book because she's... Not because she's a psychologist or anything, but she wants to turn all the women into boyfriend girls, which is the girl that has a boyfriend all the time because she was one.
Because she was a boyfriend girl?
Yeah.
So
boyfriend girl.
Is that really that good to constantly be in a relationship? Can't you have breaks?
I don't think so. I think you should spend time by yourself and, you know, become your own person and then...
You have to learn to love yourself before you can learn to love someone else. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do we think about this idea? Is this a very popular book, by the way?
I don't know. I haven't really
What's it called again? What's the title of it?
Dating Without Drama.
Dating Without Drama.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. 539-9750 or 238-0975. Can a girl not ask a guy out? What do you think?
Well, I think that it can cut either way.
Based on?
Like a guy asking a girl out or a girl asking a guy out.
Because
sometimes the girl is too intimidating for a guy to ask her out, so then the girl has to do it. And so, I don't know. It can be either way. Because I'm usually the one that approaches people.
Same here.
And that's how that works out well for you?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Like,
I question the logic of this statement from the book.
Yeah.
But I do say, don't you ladies agree with me that... That you're flattering the guy too much with that, and guys already are just too much of pains in relationships to start him out that way, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but what if the guy's too shy?
To approach a girl?
That's a better point. You might have something there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's when the girl steps in and approaches the guy.
There you go. Well, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
Sure. See you later.
See you. Hey there, what do you think on girls asking guys out?
I think it's perfectly acceptable.
And how, has that worked out for you in the past? Have you been in that situation?
No. Well, let me tell you a story here.
Okay.
I'm married. Shortly after I got married, all these girls that I've met throughout the bars or throughout town or whatever have come up to me and says, "Man, I wish you weren't married because I'd love to date you." You know, you should have asked me before I got married, you know? I mean, I could have had so many dates, but I didn't even know they liked me.
Yeah, well, maybe, I don't know, maybe once you're out of bounds, maybe there's like, you know what, he's a good guy and everything, maybe I never would have dated him, but I'll at least, you know, be like, hey, you're cool, or something, I don't know.
Guys have a special scent to them.
Is that what's going on with that? I don't know, you hear so many people like, oh man, she's hot, I was like, well, she's got a boyfriend, whatever.
To be perfectly honest with you, I think it needs to go both ways. Guys need to ask girls out, and girls need to ask guys out.
That's what I think.
Yeah, I think in this day and age, that's probably the way things are headed, but I'm just making an observation here and saying that you're giving the guy a lot of control when you're asking the guy out. You know?
Like,
the guy asks you out, so a guy comes up to you and asks you out. You've got the upper hand in this relationship at this point.
Yeah.
You have control of everything because you've said yes. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Would it not work the other way, though? I mean, if a guy asks a girl out, is it not giving the girl control?
I don't know. Maybe I just haven't ran into as many controlling women as I thought. I don't know. I think guys take relationships for granted a lot more than women do. And
I'll agree with that one.
And on top of that, when they have the upper hand there too, on top of the upper hand they already think they have in their head in the normal relationship.
Yeah.
I just think you got a serious case of I don't know, disaster waiting to occur. I don't know. I don't think it's ideal. I think I wouldn't discourage anybody from ever doing it or anything, but I'm just pointing out one of the drawbacks. That's all I'm saying. Well, thanks for calling in, man.
Yep.
I got a quote from the book, which this part makes me giggle a little bit.
It makes you giggle, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
When a woman pursues them, they are either instantly turned off or momentarily flattered and intrigued, but then lose interest very quickly, no matter how attractive she might be. Don't you think if he loses interest in her, that's kind of her fault for not being interesting?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, she just thinks that women can't carry a conversation or something, or what?
Who is
this woman? Is she a psychologist or something? Or is she just a random woman that decided to write a book?
She's just a random woman.
Oh.
Because she had a lot of boyfriends. She's married now.
So she's saying having a lot of boyfriends is a good thing?
Yeah, because dating is like a job interview.
Yeah.
You don't just go to one place for a job. You go to a lot of places. So you have to date lots of guys.
Most job interviews don't end with removal of clothing or
Well, depends on where you're applying at. Power hit.